DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014 and beyond.
The government has included the protection of the most vulnerable, the poor, children, senior citizens and persons with disabilities among its strategic priorities for the 2013-2014 budgetary year. This creates an environment in which every Jamaican is empowered to achieve their fullest potential. Child labor negatively affects a child's mental and physical growth. As a result, the government has been moving to eradicate this growing problem. The government has been making strides in combating child labor through its Tackling Child Labor Through Education Tackle Project.
This program, among other things, seeks to strengthen the capacity of national and local authorities, social partners, and civil society in the formulation and implementation, as well as enforcement of policies to fight the scourge of child labor.
Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. He says the eradication of abuse against children is directly linked to the development of a safe society for all citizens. Already, the government has redesigned its Rural Economic Development Initiatives Ready Program, the Steps to Work Program, and the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education Path, giving those at greatest risk first preference. The government has been initiating a series of interventions to provide support for the poor and most vulnerable in society. As at August 15, PATH benefits were increased by 15% for all categories with the exception of the elderly. Elderly persons living in PATH households are now receiving a 67% increase in payments.
These increases are significant in view of the fact that the total PATH registered beneficiaries have moved from 385,546 persons in April of this year to 388,187 in June, representing an increase of 2,641.
PATH continuously seeks to break the intergenerational cycle of poverty by providing opportunities for the nation's indigent to have access to education. A total of 1,000 bursaries have been made available for fiscal year 2013-2014 across tertiary-level institutions. These bursaries can be accessed by students living in PATH households who are attending tertiary-level institutions accredited by the University Council of Jamaica.
Each bursary will be valued at $100,000, and qualified students will be required to apply for them through the existing arrangements at the respective institutions.
Minister of Labour and Social Security, Derek Kellyer. Since 2009, the government has been creating opportunities for students from PATH households who have dropped out or were at risk of dropping out of school to be reintegrated back into the formal school system through the Ministry of Labour's Steps to Work Summer Camp initiative. The camps target young people aged 15 to 17 years and are in response to the high level of secondary school dropouts among PATH households. Approximately 2,663 youths in PATH households have participated in the program to date.
The primary objective of the camp is to put them into a state of readiness to enter back the secondary institutions.
Camp Administrator, Captain Jermaine Garvey. The government has also created opportunities for persons with disabilities to become registered with the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, which enables them to access benefits made available to them through the JCPD.
We're hoping to get the first 50,000 persons with disabilities to begin our electronic database. With this number of persons, we will then be able to carry out a socioeconomic survey, which will further help us to understand the situation of persons with disabilities in Jamaica.
Executive Director of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Christine Hendricks. On the legislative side of things, the Disabilities Bill, the revised National Policy for Senior Citizens, are to be promulgated this year to protect vulnerable groups. The government continues to empower Jamaicans to achieve their fullest potential. This is part of the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.